In this episode, discover Facebook's best practices for increasing your video reach. Hit it!
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Bam, bam, bam. Right on. Love it and the music. I want to talk with you about Facebook, and we're going to get to that in a moment, about how to optimize for maximum reach with your videos. But first, I want you to be thinking about great relationships and great content, because they're born out of the same two ingredients: authenticity and vulnerability. You know, I have dear friends that I only spend minutes with, but in those few precious minutes, we got down into the core of our connection. And as a content creator, you should always be thinking about, how can you make your client's information, or how could you make your client's spokesperson more authentic, right? And it's so easy for me to see content that misses the mark, and often it's that they're too polished and they're not real enough. And we all gravitate like a magnet to people that are being authentic, and often it revolves around vulnerability. An example of this is, you know, when my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer exactly 6 years ago today. And in our home, we are celebrating the sixth anniversary of survivorship. But on that day when she was diagnosed, we created a video about the patient experience for breast cancer answers. That video quickly got 76,000 views over the weekend, and we were able to connect with patients all over the world by simply being vulnerable and being authentic. And that's where online and digital relationships and video for awareness for businesses or thought leaderships, or even about a company, becomes a very unique, special thing. And I want to encourage you to just open up that door for your clients and help them be a little bit more authentic and a little bit more vulnerable. Something interesting happened this week. You know, our second client 9 years ago reached out to Wirebuzz. They sent me an email and they said, hey, did you make that YouTube channel for us 9 years ago? If so, is there any chance that you could have the username and password so we can get into that account? Which told me they haven't been into their YouTube account in 9 years. And we've also got a very large SOW on their desk, about to get a yes from them. But surprisingly enough, I still had the username and password, was able to get into those accounts and transfer them over to them. And that was a lot of fun, because when in the world does that ever happen, where you still have access to somebody's account that many years later? Vertical Measures, Mike Huber, maybe you know him from listening to this podcast. He reached out to me via email last night. By the way, Vertical Measures recently got acquired by a new agency. Mike emailed me and said, hey, Todd, I'd like to do lunch with you this week. I need to pick your brain a bit. I'm working with, and I won't say who, they don't have a lot of money. They need to do video, but lack the skills and internal resources. And I was approached to them by them when I was speaking in a certain city, and they're starting to partner with a high school for video shoots, and they'd like to put together a framework so these high school kids can crank out the videos for this industry. Looking forward to discussing ideas for the framework and some cheap videos with you. And I was like, Mike, I'm happy to meet you for lunch, man, but that framework idea scares me. Let's talk through it together. How's sushi lunch on Thursday, the sushi place by my office, which you know is awesome? And what's your new company's expense limit for that lunch reimbursement, right? Because anytime somebody's going to want to create a template and simplify things for people to do something else, especially in the video space, video creators, you already know this, that is a recipe for disaster. And if that's going to be the case, we better be eating some damn good sushi, Mike. Let's make that happen. We'll sit down and see what we can pull together. Nonetheless, always happy to meet with Mike Huber and to walk through and help support on his projects. Are you guys familiar with Frank Kern? You know, I've been listening to Frank and his podcast off and on for a few years. He's the creator of Behavioral Dynamic Response, which is an automated marketing method that speeds up the sales cycle by customizing your marketing message based on your prospect's behavior. FrankKern.com is where you can get that information. And one of his favorite sayings is, transforming your business is not about doing a million different things. It's about finding one big thing and leveraging that. Do you need an example? Well, let's talk about Airbnb there in the news. There, by the way, in case you live under a rock and you don't know, Airbnb is an online marketplace, a hospitality service. It's a brokerage company where members can use the service to arrange or offer lodging, physical homestays, right? That's their big thing. But you know, how do they expand past that? By leveraging it to the next level, right? Think about Frank Kern. Transforming your business is not about doing a million different things. It's about finding one big thing and leveraging that. TechCrunch is reporting that Airbnb has debuted an expansion of its growing business in providing travel experiences in addition to temporary housing called Airbnb Adventures. It's effectively a collection of tours and trips lasting between 3 days and a week that go beyond the usual city walking tour. It totally makes sense. I mean, it helps Airbnb sell its core service. What about your business? What's your big thing? And how are you going to continue to leverage it to take your business to the next level? If you want to get access to this Airbnb article, I found it easy. I'll put it on the show notes page for this episode. And I think we're all craving something very personalized, very unique to us as individuals, as customers, as students. And that unique experience goes to personalization. It also goes to hyper-relevance when we're creating content. And the more personalized your information is going to be for your target customer, the higher their attention span is. You know this. You've been listening to this podcast. I've been preaching that good gospel for some time now. But now you can start to see that companies like Airbnb, in order to remain competitive, start to think about how they can leverage that big idea into other areas. And I find it downright fascinating. You know, I'm thinking about hosting a Facebook Live event for the Wirebuzz Insider community. And if you haven't joined this group of very smart video marketers, go to Facebook, don't wait around, and search Wirebuzz Insider community and ask to join. Inside that group, we discuss marketing, video, and strategy topics. And this week's secret password for gaining access into the Wirebuzz Insider community is, quote, broken Black Magic, Pocket Cinema, 4K camera, never to be spoken above a whisper. Speaking of which, Wirebuzz had a shoot on Saturday where, well, here's the text I got on Saturday afternoon. Hey, Todd, wanted to let you know about our shoot today. The shoot went well. We captured some amazing footage and the client was extremely happy. Unfortunately, and this is where that text message goes in a different direction, we had an accident with one of the Blackmagic pockets. One of the cameras had the wrong plate on and was sitting on the tripod and name redacted, bumped into it, and it slid off. It hit the floor, broke the lens mount. It appears to only be one part of the housing that is broken because it turns on and it works with the lens. We were able to make a quick trip back over to Wirebuzz, and we only needed part of the housing that looks broken. And well, the client didn't even know. We went back and grabbed the URSA. And anyways, are we insured? That's how this thing got started. Name redacted feels absolutely terrible, ... Let me know if you want to chat, right? So go right now. Ask to join the Wirebuzz Insider community with the password, quote, broken Blackmagic Pocket Cinema 4K camera. join the discussion where throughout the week, different video marketers from around the world are sharing their information, their success stories, and together we get to up our game. You see, most people are concerned about being in a community with other people that provide similar services, but let me tell you something that I know for sure. You may think that you're competing with people in that group. You may think you're competing with other people that own video cameras or broken Blackmagic pocket 4K cinema blah, blah, blahs, right? The reality is you're not competing against that guy down the street. You're competing against your client's limited attention span. If you're able to command your prospect's attention, if you're able to personalize the information for them, you're able to retain their attention, you're able to be authentic with them and vulnerable on lessons you've learned that's made you a better business person or a more captivating marketer. If you do those things, people will go through your journey quicker, they will buy at faster rates, and you will be commanding your prospects' attention and closing deals at faster rates. Facebook is actually teaching us their best practices for increasing video reach, and I want to break this down for you. Now, this comes directly from Facebook in a section called Facebook for Media. The title is Understanding Video Distribution on Facebook. Now, we want Facebook to be, and this is Facebook talking as it will be for the next couple of minutes, all right? So this is a direct quote, and I'm going to stop every once in a while. When I do, I'm going to say end quote, and then what I'm going to do is I'm kind of flush some parts out, and then I'll come back in and say quote, and you'll know that I'm quoting Facebook again. All right? Let's do this. Quote, we want Facebook to be the best place for people to find and enjoy videos online. All right, that sounds, oh wait, end quote. All right, that sounds good and reasonable. Quote, to achieve this, we work hard to build an ecosystem for video that encourages intention and builds loyalty. Think about this. What they're trying to do is encourage intentional content creation and build loyalty. Videos on our platform should be authentic, sound familiar, enduring, and memorable. They should turn casual visitors into passionate fans. On Facebook, many factors influence how and when and where videos show up, and the signals that we use to determine distribution are always evolving as we learn more about what people want to watch. Pump the brakes right here. Their algorithm, their signals are going to change over time as they learn more about what people want to watch. And why is that important? Because as a content creator, what's made me extremely successful over the years is that I know the secret is supply and demand. It really is. If you want to create something that your target customer is in love with, supply the information your target customer is demanding. Reverse engineer what their needs are. Create content around it. Be authentic and vulnerable. Be compelling. Be memorable. Make that content enduring, so evergreen. And great things will happen inside of Facebook. That to me feels like a foundational element that everybody that's going to be creating content on Facebook in the form of video should know and remember. That won't change. It won't change. Sure, the signals are going to change. But we want to make sure that we're always being authentic, create loyalty on the platform, be intent focused, because we want to drive engagement. Now, the first part of this post outlines best practices tied to the four most important signals to focus on for videos that thrive on Facebook: originality, viewing behaviors, video attributes, loyalty and intent, engagement. While the second half of this is going to focus on ways to increase effectiveness of the monetization of videos and how to use the Creator Studio to measure your results. Pump the brakes. when you hear that creating the creator studio helps you measure your results, you should know that when Facebook creates a tool like the creator studio, they create it for two audiences. One is obvious, it's for the creator to know how to create better content, right? That's going to perform better on the platform. But the other side of this is Facebook originally creates these tools to create signals that generate influence and expand distribution because Facebook needs to know this also. Facebook is the first primary customer for these signals that you can get access to in the Creator Studio, and you may not get access to all of them, but the answers are in the analytics if you're willing to go in and look in the Creator Studio. And we've already seen this as digital marketers over the lifetime of the internet. Google, every time Google rolls out things for the public, it's really already rolled it out for Google's algorithm. And when I say every time, I mean many times. And of course, it's not every time, but a lot of these tools that Google provides to in the analytics dashboard also services the Google algorithm. Facebook goes on to say original videos reflect the unique voice and value of the page that creates them. They're distinctive, have material editorialization, and they consist of footage that can't be found elsewhere on Facebook. To reward creators and publishers that do the hard work of crafting and promoting authentic, valuable content, we prioritize video content that has strong signals of originality. Okay? They want to make sure that the creators are the ones that get rewarded. You can help give your page a better originality signal by sharing videos you wrote, shot, edited, published yourself, or with the support of a production partner. The best way to, and a production partner, by the way, would be somebody like me, right? Taught at Wirebuzz, creating the content. The best way to create the type of original content our distribution system supports is by making sure that your page is participating as much as possible in the creation of the videos it posts. Things that hurt your originality signal and limit distribution and monetization for your videos are posting duplicate content, posting content that already exists on Facebook or has been posted elsewhere first and which you had no meaningful role in creating is one of the ways that you can hurt that originality signal. Limit your distribution, okay? Think about this. Have you noticed that when you post an article on Facebook, let's say you saw something on TechCrunch or Mashable or Business Insider and you posted it because you wanted to share it with your following. Facebook ratchets it down, right? Because you're not the originator. Posting mass-produced or repurposed clips is another way that you hurt your originality signal. You limit distribution and monetization. Posting footage from others has not been meaningfully transformed and appears to have been stitched together with little enhancement. Okay, that is falls under the section of posting mass-produced or repurposed clips. Your page should be your platform, a place to show the world who you are and how you think or how you create. Content that reflects that authenticity should have strong originality signals on Facebook. Now let's get into viewing behaviors and video attributes. Videos that contain certain attributes and inspire creating viewing behaviors may earn more distribution on Facebook. Let's do this one more time. These videos that contain certain attributes and inspire certain viewing behaviors may earn more distribution on Facebook. For example, are your videos at least 3 minutes? And do people watch them until the very end? An even stronger signal is when a viewer shows a high level of activity with your video. Your videos can demonstrate this signal in healthy, authentic ways through making longer videos that engage people and inspire them to watch to the end. And research has shown that people on Facebook find value in longer videos that have, get this, a storyline. Where have you heard that before, right? We prioritize longer videos, it says 3 minutes or more, that inspire people to continue watching. So be sure to plan your video's opening, build up, its tension, pacing, and payoff in ways that'll catch a viewer's attention and hold them to the end. Where have you heard this before also, right? We've been telling you from the beginning that shorter isn't always better. We've done countless episodes on how to make compelling videos and why longer form videos actually move business signals that drive revenue. People that stay to the end are in most cases buyers, right? I've even shared with you a massive revelation by being authentic and vulnerable. I told you many times that I don't watch knitting videos. I know it sounds like a bit of a revelation. I don't watch knitting videos because I am not the target customer. I am not a buyer. But if I'm at my mom's house and I walk through the kitchen and she's sitting at the table and I walk by, because you got to get into the pantry, you got to walk by the table. In order to get in the pantry, you have to slide by her. And often I will look at her computer and what is she doing? She is watching knitting videos. Why? Because mom is a customer. So your videos need to demonstrate this signal of longer viewing duration. It's a signal that is healthy and authentic. Make longer videos that engage people and inspire them to watch to the end. Pages that face reduced distribution in this area are usually bait. They bait people. Nobody likes clickbait, including Facebook. And Facebook has ways to detect and demote artificial attempts to boost watch time by exaggerating details and omitting crucial information. And Facebook also reduces distribution on videos that feel more like slideshows. Videos that succeed on Facebook are dynamic and take full advantage of the format's capabilities. Videos that rely too heavily on static images can have their distribution reduced. Let's go into the next part. Loyalty and intent. When people regularly come back to view a page as videos on Facebook, Facebook takes it as a strong positive signal for distribution. This is especially true when we see that people actively search for your content or seek it out on video first destinations like Facebook Watch or directly on your page. You can encourage these behaviors for your video by, and there are 2 points. I'm gonna dig into both. Let me give you the 2 points first, then I'll dig into them. Okay, we encourage these behaviors for your video by optimizing your content for Facebook search. And the second one is publishing bonus content. Now let's go into the first. Optimizing your content for Facebook search. This includes writing clear titles and descriptions for your post and including a few relevant tags. This can help more people see your content both via search results and also via the recommended videos that we show people in the newsfeed and in Facebook Watch. Like, how many of you have already clicked on Facebook Watch and looked at the content there? There's so much you can learn from what content is getting a ton of activity or a ton of comments. Look for organic indicators of success and then reverse engineer it and try to build that in. And the second point that under the topic of you can encourage these behaviors for your videos by publishing bonus content like live videos, photos, and text posts to stay connected with your fans and deepen engagement in between publishing long videos. Now let's get into the engagement section. We prioritize content that sparks conversation and meaningful interactions between real people. To do this, we increase distribution for videos that inspire friend-to-friend or person-to-person interactions. Videos that do this well will inspire people to have meaningful back-and-forth respectful discussion in the comments. This has to happen in a way that is not spammy or gratuitous. And by authentically being shared, shares remain one of Facebook's most powerful tools for organic distribution. And then the third point here is be engaged with. We also look at likes and reactions to help us determine which content should get distribution priority. These interactions should happen organically and not through engagement bait. Videos may face reduced distribution if they employ manufactured sharing benefits. This is when a page's content is artificially distributed through reshares or sharing within a group, usually in exchange for compensation, right? That equals money. Examples of this are when a page repeatedly shares content from another page with which they have no direct connection, and the content is not related to any theme of their page. It's just a distribution channel. Resort to engagement bait. Now, this is part of the videos may face reduced distribution. And this is when a page resorts to tactics for vote baiting or tag baiting, share baiting, comment baiting, react baiting, posts that ask people to engage in order to win a prize or vote on a topic are good examples of engagement baiting content that will earn less distribution on our platform. Pages that repeatedly exhibit these behaviors may ultimately lose their ability to generate revenue via ad breaks or other monetization tools. So let's get into monetization for a moment. If you would like to monetize your video content, Facebook breaks this down on the page Facebook for Media. I'm going to briefly touch on it so you have a clear view of what you can do to monetize it. The first one is meet eligibility standards. I'm not going to get too deep into the eligibility standards. It's a little boring, but it wants, you know, ad breaks are short advertisements that run within your page's videos, and it wants you to pre-set up where those breaks take place so the ads fit into a natural spot. And they want you to optimize your ad breaks. And to optimize your ad breaks revenue, ensure that your ads are placed at natural breaks in your content. Like, we all get this, right? As content creators, we should get that it should feel natural when that ad drops in. And that you got to hold people's attention. So what I would recommend you do is make sure that you maintain you retain people up to 1 minute mark in that video as your first ad could appear after that mark. For more on monetization, make sure you go to this page. It'll be on the show notes for this episode. So in measuring your results, Facebook also breaks it down. And they've shared that most of the important signals to focus on, you can read through this and how you can track your results inside of the Creator Studio. It's a one-stop shop for managing and monetizing the tracking the performance of your content across your pages. And in here, it also talks about how long people are watching. Remember, longer is better if you want somebody to take action. If you want to encourage people to send the right signals, longer is better. And you can track whether your videos are inspiring loyalty and intent. Using the Creator Studio's Loyalty Insights tab to track your returning visitors against the content you produce each week is important. And if you notice a sudden spike or a dive in returning visitors, it's important for you to learn what's going on and what drives the behavior and how to look at your content to determine what is creating that loyalty or lack of loyalty. And you can also track whether your content is helping to grow your fan base by using the net follower growth chart in the performance insights. You can track your video's ability to inspire authentic engagement. You can use the Creator Studio and the engagement graph within Performance Insights to help you spot spikes or dips that happen on a particular day. And to find the videos behind the changes, you can sort your top videos by date created or by engagement and then drill down further to find the videos that drove the most reactions, comments, and shares. Remember, your decisions for your next content are inside the data, right? Your answers are in the analytics. Don't be afraid to open it up. Great marketers do that. And there's so much more that you can learn. Make sure you go and check this Facebook for Media article that is on the show notes page for this episode. Search Engine Journal also wrote an article on this topic, Facebook's best practices for increasing video reach. Matt Southerner wrote this article. I'm going to go through it with you right now. Quote, Facebook has published a set of best practices to help pages achieve greater reach within video posts. The tips are focused on optimizing video for the signals that have the greatest influence on distribution in the newsfeed. Facebook's four most important signals for video distribution are, you should know this, I just broke it down for you, but let's do it search engine journal style. The four most important signals in Facebook for video distribution are originality, viewing behavior and video attributes, loyalty and intent, and the final one is engagement. Let's talk about originality. Search Engine Journal explains it like this. Facebook prioritizes video content that has a strong signal of originality as a way to reward creators for their hard work. And the best way to improve your page's originality signal is to take an active role in creating the videos you post. Avoid posting content that already exists on Facebook or elsewhere on the web unless you created it. Viewing behaviors and video attributes. Well, video distribution on Facebook is impacted by audience behavior and various attributes of the video itself. For example, a 3-minute video that viewers watch all the way through would generate a strong distribution signal. A stronger signal is sent when the viewer engages with the video in some other way, such as sharing it or leaving a comment, right? That's an authentic engagement signal that the algorithm sees as a successful video. Facebook says it prioritizes longer videos, 3 minutes or more, that keep viewers interested enough to watch to the end. And pages may face reduced video distribution for publishing clickbait videos or publishing videos that feel like slideshows. Loyalty and intent. A strong distribution signal is sent when people continuously return to a page to watch its videos. And even stronger signal is sent when people actively search for a page's content. And pages can strengthen these signals by optimizing video content for Facebook search and publishing bonus content in between longer videos, like live videos, photos, and text posts. I bring this up and I'm walking you through this one more time because I know that my job is to help you get this into your long-term memory. And the sooner you understand it and can hear it from a couple different sources, the easier it'll be for you to break it down and start incorporating it into your video. But there's another component here, which is engagement. You see, Facebook prioritizes the distribution of videos that inspire friend-to-friend or person-to-person interactions. This could include people sharing a video with their friends, as sharing it is still one of Facebook's most powerful distribution signals. Of course, likes and interactions are also important, but only if they generate and if they're generated organically and not through engagement bait. My real big tip for you is don't spend any time thinking of strategies and ways that you can game the system. Don't do that. It's a waste of time. Instead, invest that time in ways that you can make that content rich, unique, long form, so people sit through it, create loyalty and boost the intent of your audience and increase engagement. You know, as somebody who's been a digital marketer since the beginning of the industry, I have a lot of friends that are black hats and a lot of friends that are white hats. A black hat digital marketer, somebody who games the system, think cowboy with a black hat. They game the system. They're going to try to figure out how to get on top of the first page of Google search result, and they're going to obsess on it. And they're going to try tricks. And in doing so, they're going to do things that Facebook or Google or the whatever platform might think is inappropriate or illegal, and they run the risk of being banned. And there's nothing like doing a client project and being afraid that that's going to get turned offline and you're going to lose the client and the client's going to sue you and everybody's going to be mad and all you were trying to do was win for them. But that's where a black hat spends most of its time focusing. And somebody like me, I've been a white hat since day one, and all I want to do is play the game by the rules better than anybody else in that niche. Right? I want to create great content. I want to be authentic. I want to be vulnerable. I want to make a deep relationship. I want to create unique content that pulls people through a powerful story that brings them to the final end of the video where they sit back and they go, damn, dude, that was awesome. I need to share that with this person, that person, and that person. Right? This is why I'm always saying, helpful's a new viral. Because you create helpful content, people in that niche start sharing it and they create authentic engagement signals. Invest your time focusing on being white hat, not black hat. A special thank you to Matt Southerner, who's a lead writer at Search Engine Journal. Good on you, Matt. Well done. And when I'm thinking about Facebook, I also recognize that the same rules, the same signals that Facebook is looking for are pretty much the same signals that YouTube is looking for. Look, Facebook and YouTube are obsessed with keeping audiences on their platforms for as long as possible because they can charge more for ads. It ain't rocket science, right? And that's why on each of these platforms, video that generates the longest visitor watch session get the highest reach and exposure. Plus, Twitter recently announced that users can now add photos and videos and GIFs to a retweet instead of only text. Why are they doing that? Because they know that when you add rich media, and especially video, it's more engaging and it keeps people on their platforms longer. But wait, there's more. Google's also trying to provide users with as much information as possible on the search page. Why are they doing that? Because it's convenient for users who don't want to click onto another website. But also, Google's in the game of keeping people on their platform for as long as possible. What about your business and your website? I mean, we've spent a lot of time talking about how Google is looking for, or YouTube, or Twitter, or Facebook is looking at content to see whose content's going to keep people on their platform longer. But shouldn't your requirements or your vision of your website be the same way? You know, one of the speeches that I was giving in the early days was, where is Google going and how to align your business to profit from Google's direction? And the reason is, what you learn from Google, the smart marketers right now should be looking at Google and Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, and they should be saying, yeah, I want to be great on each of those platforms. But I also need to make sure that my website is sticky, that customers that come through there spend more time than the competitor's site, right? This is why the team here at Wirebuzz has been preaching to you about the Netflix economy. This is why we've been talking with you about creating personalized, on-demand, and binge-worthy buying experiences on your website. Because we already know that if you use video on your site, people are going to stay with you two times longer on your site. And the longer people stay and develop deeper relationships, the more they learn about your product or service, the more comfortable they become. And if you want to take somebody that you have just met and turn them into a raving fan. Remember the opening of this episode where I talked to you about some of my best friends I've only spent minutes with. But we got to a deeper place in our conversations and our relatability and our trust faster than people that I've known for a long time. Be comfortable being open, being authentic and vulnerable. You will retain people longer. Paint the full picture of your product or service. Don't be afraid to use longer videos and to tell a story and to drag people through that story and to maintain the momentum and a climax and the transformational experience that I've been sharing with you in this podcast. It will not only work on Facebook and on YouTube, but it'll do wonders, that same type of concept on your website for teaching about your product or services, right? Because we're all in the business of convincing and converting. I find it really, really important to be studying these big ballers and of search and social, and how are they keeping people on their platforms. And if you want to guarantee that your videos generate a return on investment, well, Team Wirebuzz and I created a 5-part video-based training guide that teaches, it's like a mini course that teaches our secrets for guaranteeing that your video projects generate a return on investment. It is an invaluable piece of marketing material that you can learn from. And in doing so, sit back and watch and notice how we took the tactical approach of me on camera being authentic and vulnerable. I talk about my transformational experiences. I talk about the pain and the frustration that I went through before I knew how to guarantee that my clients' projects generate ROI. You can get access to this mini course for free. It is a gift to our listeners, and you can access it at wirebuzz.com/ROI. Like return on investment, right? And if you want to figure out which topics you should be creating that are profitable topics for your business, well, we created a topic selection worksheet that you can access at wirebuzz.com/topics with an S at the end. And you will be surprised as you go through it. It makes it very obvious the topics that your business should be creating. And Team Wirebuzz will continue to do our work behind the scenes. We're looking for news and information. We want to impact your life. We want to make you a better marketer. We want to make sure that when you're sitting there at a conference table or in front of clients or with your boss, that everybody knows that you are a video marketing master. Peace.